You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
You know, like we were talking about before, we have some important guests that we want to honor. I'm Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon, today we're going to sit down with Pappy, Steve, of course, a.k.a. Pappy, Yamini, and they sweat with us today. So we're going to really hear how the obesity revolution and you as a trainer has changed their lives. So are you looking forward to this?
I mean, I can't wait because sometimes you forget how far people come when you see them every day. So
let's get into it. We are sitting down with Pappy. He has lymphedema, congestive heart failure, and even missed his daughter's wedding. And then we have Yamini, upwards of 400 pounds, and, you know, tried everything and just, you know, didn't know where to go. And then he's seen other people like us, and he's like, man, I want to reach out. And then he reached out to you, and now what he's doing and how far he's come, Yam, I call him the Yam Man, and that's okay with you, right, Yam?
Yeah, that's, yeah, that's fine.
You like that, right? Because you call me the Sean Man, you know what I mean? So we're good at that.
That's cool.
So, Yamini, let me ask you a question. You know, the obesity revolution, prescription fitness, you've been coming, and how did you find the obesity revolution?
Looking at Facebook one day, and I ran across video feeds and saw you all on Channel 2.
Channel 2.
With
Mandy Murphy.
Mandy Murphy, y'all went out to
Harvey's.
Harvey's house.
Yes.
Trying to get him out.
Yes, yes.
Checking in on him.
Yes.
And I had been looking for the last, I don't know how long, I've been went and joined the Y and been trying to get up the courage to go to the Y and get in the water aerobics and do different things and never could. And when I saw that, I saw a fit.
You felt a connection?
Yeah.
Why did you feel a connection? Let me ask you that.
Because people that I identify with. You know, as far as
obesity.
Obese, you know, at my highest weight, I was 464. Lost 100 pounds by extreme dieting. I got into some fad that was going on, Herbalife, that was very expensive. Lost 100 pounds, but didn't maintain it. Gained it back and couldn't deal with it. And my health was deteriorating. My knees, I need bilateral knee, what you call it?
Replacement.
Replacements. And I kept putting things off because I couldn't, my walking was so limited and everything. And I was just being lazy and I didn't want to go around a bunch of people with six packs and doing this and doing that, you know?
Right.
So
right.
Once I saw this and I said, that's it. And, got the phone number and called, and Brandon called me back and made me an appointment to come in. I came in. It's been like that since then.
And how many times a week do you come to the gym now?
Well, I was coming basically three times a week. Now I try to come five times a week since my transportation changed. And when I don't come, I don't like it.
You know? Awesome.
For a couple months, I plateaued out and I went losing like I should have or whatever, but I did gain a lot of what you call the non-scale victories. Where my bedroom is on the third floor of a pretty big house, and at one time it took me 5 minutes to get up to the third floor.
Wow!
And if I came downstairs, I was downstairs on the first floor all day, but now I can go up and down three or four times a day.
Amazing.
You know, and I can go step by step without, you know, how you
chopping
step
up your steps. Yep.
Yeah. Right. And my muscle tone got a lot better. My knee's still bad, but my muscle tone got a lot better. I was 364. Now I'm down like 362 today. And no, I was 464.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, okay, wait a minute. You didn't lose nothing there, GM. I'm like, okay, you're and, like me with math. That's okay.
And so.
How much have you lost since coming here and working with Brandon?
I lost a little over 40 pounds.
And non-scale victories where you can go up and down the stairs on the third floor.
And more than that, like if you look at our workouts and stuff, like when he first started, you know, we got the different boxes we use. And he was at the highest when it started, and now it's to the point he's pretty much down to the lowest, full range of motion out of the hip and knee. I wouldn't say pain-free, but less pain than when you definitely started. And actually, we walked some hills the other day. We got Melissa, which we'll meet here in just a little bit, but she's getting ready to do a walk and stuff. And it was just her and the Yamini that were there at the gym that day. I'm like, well, let's get outside. It was fairly nice. A little hot, but we were going to sweat anyway, right? So we get out and we got some boxes out. We walked up and down the hill, and it's the most he said he's walked in 3 years.
Yeah.
And he did great. And that's uphill. That's not just like walking around in a flat Walmart or something like that. That's uphill and then back down, which is much harder. So that's way more than losing, you know, some weight.
Yamini, you know what? You're my hero, man.
Likewise.
I want you to know that.
And you're mine.
You inspire me. And the fact of coming to the gym all the time and doing that and working and getting your mindset. Tell everybody that's waiting, that's sort of been in, maybe in your situation or struggling, don't know where to go. Look into the camera and tell them what they need to do.
If not here, find a place that like-minded people like you. You know, people in your kind of shape, or get online and just stick with it. Just try this out. You couldn't find a better place, and it's time to get started. Don't keep setting it off, or you'll never get started.
And don't give up.
Don't give up.
You may not get to where you want to be at the time frame you want to do it, but you don't stop. I don't care if it takes 20 years or it takes 20 days, guys. Amen. If you want something, you don't stop until you keep figuring out, and you're going to fall down. You're going to fail multiple times, but you got to get back up and push through, and then you'll get it figured out. If there's a will, there's a way. I promise.
Oh, yeah. And we then, Brandon, what you said is that we help each other up whenever each of us have fallen.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We're there. We're going to be there.
We're real. We're authentic, because like you guys heard, Steve talking about how he ate his weight in fried catfish. And he was honest about it because, one, he knows he's not going to be judged here. But I did get on to him. Obviously, we know we can't do that. He came in, was complaining about his heartburn, and I said, good. Yeah. That's what you get when you have that. When you make choices, you get consequences, and that's not a good consequence. So I told him, I was like, listen, you know how you feel after that. You know that's setting you back to where you want to be. You know, let's make a better choice next time. You know you shouldn't have done it. Let's recalibrate. Let's get the workout in today, and let's keep going. You don't quit because you had one bad meal. Mm-mm. He could have gave up. Some of you out there may have had one bag meal, so it was not even worth it.
Right.
I'll go ahead and just eat bad today, tomorrow, the next day, and then it's a month and it's a year. We recalibrate everybody back in.
Yes.
So we're true. I don't sit there and yell at them and say, okay, well, get out of my gym if you're going to eat like that. No, it's not like that.
He gives us the look, though. I mean, because I said I gained 2 pounds this week, and I said I wasn't perfect, and Brandon just gave me the Brandon Gore look. He says, well, there you go. You deserve it.
And I came in scared to get on the scale because the other few days ago.
That's right. What did you do?
Well, Aldi's had a bag of, they had some vegetable chips.
And they're not really vegetable chips.
No. But I psyched my mind up to, you know what I'm saying, I get it.
All they are is Doritos with vegetable on it.
I eat a little bit here and a little bit there. Before you know it, by that night, the bag was gone.
So then we sit there and we talk about it and we learn, and I got a similar personality. You give me one, I'm going to eat the whole thing. So then we know we shouldn't keep it in a convenient spot, or we should probably just keep it out of the house. Yes. And we move on.
Yeah, move on. And that's what you do. You didn't let that stop you, did you?
No. And also, let me mention this. When I started, I was on lisinopril, metformin. The doctor prescribed me metformin, a water pill, whatever that is, it's about
diuretic.
14 letters for a water pill.
Yeah.
And it was about 5 medications all pertaining to high blood pressure, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 high blood pressure pills, and a metformin and stuff like that. I don't take anything.
Wow.
Nothing.
I worked through the pain. They gave me something for the pain in my knees, but I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, yeah, and naturally, your inflammation is coming down as well due right. to the food choices we're making. And the less medication that's in the system, the less the body's fighting the inflammation of those as well. So that's just phenomenal. Healthy right. first, yes. you lose weight as a byproduct.
Say it again. Yeah. Say it again. Say it again.
Healthy first. We get you healthy first. Get your body functioning like it should. And then weight loss just happens, guys.
That's right. You don't lose weight and get healthy. You get healthy.
That's right.
That's Brandon right there. Yeah. So, Yam, love you, man. Thank
Rub
you.
Me back.
I mean,
thank
you're
you.
The best, man. And
thank
you're,
you so much.
You're incredible. So next we're going to go to Steve, Big Steve, Big Journey, a.k.a. Pappy. He's our patriarch of the group. Mm-hmm. So we got you here right now, and he's wearing a good shirt there, too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Got the good shirt on.
Get the good shirt. Yeah. I brought his goodies, too. He texted me yesterday, say, bring my goodies. That's all he wanted me for. I mean, what the heck? That's
Keep
all you,
forgetting them.
I forgot them one time, and your goodies are right there. So that's all you're using me for is my goodies.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Pappy, let's go back to your story. Let's tell everybody how you got here, you know, where you were.
Well, like everybody else, I kind of found you on the Fox 2 one morning. I guess it was back in October of 17.
November, yeah. November, was it November? 2017. Yeah, okay. Yes, November 2nd.
And I seen your story about your
lymphedema,
and you're wanting to walk your daughters down the aisle. Well, some of you know, some of you don't know. 2 days before my daughter got married, I had congested heart failure, so I spent her wedding day in ICU with a ventilator down my throat. Couldn't move. Smoked like a chimney back in them days, too. I just didn't care. I had give up probably 10 years before that. I rarely went anywhere unless I had to go to the doctor. If I had to go just somewhere I had to be, then I would go. But other than that, I never left the house. My basement, I hadn't been in probably over 10 years. I got a little workshop down there. I had my little power tools and something to piddle with down there when I was younger. I haven't been down there, you know. And like I said, my daughter got married and I missed it. My son ended up walking her down the aisle instead of me. But since then, the Lord's blessed me with... Well, that was 2002, so 17 years. I've got to meet all five of my grandchildren between my two kids. I've watched them grow up, you know. They're starting high school now, you know. Maybe someday I'll walk one of them down the aisle or be there anyway. So I'm blessed. But I reached out with Sean because lymphedema and all that. Some of you may or may not know what lymphedema is. It's a blockage of your lymph system in some extremity of your body, whether it be in your leg or your arm. Some people get it from after surgery. Some people are born with it. It just happens. But it causes you to hold massive amounts of fluid right. sometimes.
Yes.
Just go to show you, just this week, Monday I was at my lowest weight. I was at 352. I come in yesterday, I was 357. Just like that.
Yes.
You know, and today I'm down 2.5 pounds from yesterday.
So I'm going to do Brandon on you. How was your nutrition?
Yesterday or
well,
all week?
Even when you went up?
All week, it's been
so it has a mind of its
good.
Own.
I mean,
it has a mind of its own, though,
right,
lymphedema does, right?
Right? I mean,
to explain people.
I may have ate too many vegetables, which would have made sure. my carbs go
yes.
up a little bit. But,
and they have inflammation properties,
have,
too, right,
they
Brandon?
Have
yes. yes.
yes.
Some, Brandon,
don't freak out and
love
stop
my
eating all vegetables.
But, yeah, he's like, yeah. I figured I'm not eating vegetables anymore, so.
Love my tomatoes.
Yes,
you
right.
know, and they say that's not very good.
Right.
It's a nightshade, they call it.
Yeah. Yes.
But
and then how did you seen me, so you reached out to me via email, right?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember how I got your email address, if it was on the...
It was on my Facebook page.
Okay.
You went to my Facebook
Maybe that's
page
what
and
it was.
You emailed me from there, yes.
So anyway, I wrote him a little email, and I says, you know, hey, man, you're doing great, you know. God, I see this 700-pound man working out. Jesus, I ought to be able to do this, you know. Here, I can't walk to the kitchen without getting out of breath, you know. And I ought to be able to do this, too, you know. And I pretty much called him
congratulated me, more or less,
you know, you're doing great, and mm-hmm. this is what happened to me, and, you know, you remind me of a younger part of me, you know, with the lymphedema.
Better looking than me, yes.
So I send it off, and I guess I must have put my phone number or address or something on it.
I said, give me your phone number.
Okay. Well,
you sent it.
I don't remember.
I remember. I saved it.
See, that's what happens when you get in your 60s. Sure, you start losing it.
Right. Well, we won't. I didn't bring it up. So I said, hey, what's your number?
Anyway, he calls me up like 10 minutes later, and I was like, you know, this is Sean. And I said, who?
You?
Who? Sean, the guy
Sean
just
emailed. You see me on Fox, too? Right. He goes, okay.
And he talked to me a while, and he's telling me about their contest and that we needed to write a essay, short essay. I think it was 200 words.
250 words, and you said, I never win it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, he talked me into doing it. And basically, I didn't sit down and write anymore. I just pretty much dialed up the same email that I sent him, sent it in, you know, because I poured my heart out in that email.
You did.
And told you about my...
your daughter.
The daughter and the lymphedema and my problems and how I hadn't left the house in years, you know, and...
you said I was going to die here. I was resolved.
I had a... one of them lift chairs made especially for me that's supposed to lift a ton and a half, you know. I guess it's got like a hydraulics in it.
Yes, yeah, everything.
I knew I was going to die in that son of a gun chair, you know. That was it. And
are you? No, you just got rid of it, didn't you?
No, I still got it.
Well, you have it for sale.
I paid too much for it. I sold my electric wheelchair.
Okay,
I had.
You sold that though. He's like bye-bye, sayonara.
Yeah.
Because how much since coming and you started and you said I don't win anything, and I even asked you to come on an interview on NBC and you said no.
No.
I
was afraid to.
Yeah, you was like, I ain't going on there. Now we can't get him to shut up. But anyways.
Even after you guys picked me to be one of the
You were trying to talk your way out of it.
I remember that conversation.
Brandon called you up.
So, you know, I everything that I always ever started in my life, I was all gung-ho about it for like 2 weeks, and then I'm done. And I didn't want, you know, because I knew there was other people that was out there that really, really wanted it, you know, and here I am. If I fall off, you know.
And you haven't.
No, I haven't.
No. So what happened was we called these individuals that he's part again that you heard earlier, part of that, those 10 original that I brought on to see if our little deal worked, you know. So I called him. And when I called him, I said, you're one that we're looking at to consider bringing on board. What do you think? Well, I'm not sure. Maybe if somebody else, I just don't want to let anybody down. I was like, we can't have that. If you want this, we're going to get after it. And he goes, well, okay, maybe then. It's just, you know, just kind of laid back, but wasn't sure. I was like, listen, this is the opportunity. We're going to go full tilt. We're either going to do it or we're not. And he was on board. And to see that conversation, Steve would never... Pappy, whatever you guys want to call him, would never have that conversation again. I think it'd be completely different if somebody was like, he'd be, oh yeah, let's go, let's do it. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Easy. Complete mind shift.
Absolutely. And so the thing is that mind shift, what it's all about, the mindset, you get the mind in shape, everything else falls in place. Right. So you are coming to the gym. I mean, you've had setbacks. You've been in hospital, infections, your lymphedema, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You get back up on the horse every time, man.
Try to. Yes, sir.
No, you do all the time. You are like a weeble wobble. We are weeble wobbles, but we don't fall down. Well, you know what I'm saying?
This last one I had in July was kind of a big one, and I did get depressed pretty bad on that one. I didn't know if I would bounce back or not, but everybody
we
in the,
and that's what we're there for.
That's everybody right. that were here in the gym was like, "Oh man, you'll be back. You got it." You know, and you guys called me and encouraged me, and you know.
So, how much weight are you down now?
I've been kind of stuck at like 140 pounds for last 3 months, up and down.
But, and again, with lymphedema, it's a completely different ball game. But at the same time,
two weight losses.
You yeah. don't quit.
No.
We keep figuring out. We keep trying new things. He was in the hospital for a while, and that just inflames the entire body with the lymphatic system. It's just a mess. But when Steve actually first started, he lives about 45 minutes away from the actual gym. When Steve first started, he could not make it here. Our first initial meeting, he wasn't here for us in person. We had it on video. You know, Facebook Live or something. So we just kind of started working on his nutrition.
Once, and Brandon would drive, you would drive 45
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, once or twice.
A week?
Once every other week.
Right.
I'd get out there to give him an exercise routine. We got some bands for
you
him call, and stuff
you
like call that.
Me a couple times a week,
I'd
too.
Call to check in, and then all of a sudden we kind of see the weight start dropping off, and the next thing you know,
he's in the gym.
He's in the gym 3-4 times a week, making a 45-minute drive here and back. So, again, if you want it.
Thanks to my wife. Now, my wife drives me back and forth every day.
For she's now, awesome. You know? For now, he's for actually, now, he's,
yeah, I've been he trying, got in
there. He's behind the wheel.
He got
for
behind
a little
the wheel.
Bit.
Yep. Yes, he did. Yeah. So, last word, what do you say to everybody else that needs to get up and do the same
gosh,
thing?
Oh, gosh, don't be like me. It's, you'd be surprised how fast 10, 15 years get behind you. You know, you say, oh, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start after Thanksgiving. I'm going to start after Christmas. You know, it's just procrastinating. I know I didn't say that right.
Procrastinating. He brought a new word up. That's it. But so start the day, right?
That's right. That's right. And I know you guys are sitting there and saying, this guy don't know what he's talking.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it can do it. If I didn't start until I was 60 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I was 60
so if he
years
can do
old
it, they
before
can.
I started.
That's right. And look at you go.
Uh-huh. Me
you're
too.
Pappy. Yeah. So there's no excuses. We have a variety of people. You have no excuses, so you can do it. And Steve, let me say something, Pappy. I love you.
Love you too, man.
You changed my life. You inspire me. You and Yam are awesome. And don't ever forget that this Seanster loves you monsters. So there you
Likewise.
Have it. I love you guys. Yeah. I love you guys. So that's another end of the episode. We have 4 down and we got 2 more to go. Follow us on our social media. Follow us everywhere. And you know what? Our podcast is streaming everywhere. It's streaming on iHeartRadio. It's streaming on Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. And follow us. Reach out and go to theobesityrevolution.com.
And I'll say one thing. If you're not in the St. Louis area or the St. Louis metropolitan area, it's too far or whatever. If you live in Kentucky, whatever, still go to theobesityrevolution.com. There's an online program. You guys get to see and do everything that we're doing right here.
On behalf of me, Sean Maroney, and Brandon Glore, get healthy
and stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to The Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.